And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday edition in September 16th of Warrior Connection. This is Doug Rocky, and tonight's show is the child in all of us. What is keeping the dream alive, being the child in all of us? For the last couple of months, I've had the pure joy of having a lot of fun and preparing for a theater production. And I'd like to read a little bit of quote, and we'll open it up with this, and then hopefully I'll have my guests that will join us, and we'll go on. Quote, who is that? Hey, the Redskins were defeated. Wendy and the boys captured by the Pirates. I'll rescue her. Oh, that's just my medicine, poisoned. Who could have poisoned? I promised Wendy to take it, and I will as soon as I sharpen my dagger. Why, Tink, you have drunk my medicine. It was poison. You drank it to save my life. Tink, dear Tink, are you dying? You silly boy. And all this stuff goes on. Her light is growing faint as it goes out. It means she is dead. Her voice is so low I can scarcely tell it. She's saying, she says she thinks she could get well again if children believed in fairies. Do you believe in fairies? Quick, say, quick, that you believe. If you believe in fairies, clap your hands. Oh, thank you. And now to rescue Wendy. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the eternal lines from Peter Pan, written by J.M. Barrie over 100 years ago. And for the last few days, I've had the pleasure of playing the pirate in Peter Pan with the Rantoul Theater Group. We've had an incredible opportunity. The children are absolutely adorable. Clay, have you been able to join us? Karen, are you on by chance? David? Okay, well, I've got some of the cast members I've invited to join us tonight, and hopefully they'll be able to come on with us at any time, and once they do, we'll just hear from them. Anyhow, we started to make the decision a while ago, as we talked about, theater is one of the things that I enjoy, and it brings a lot of joy, so all the veterans and the military personnel out there, whether you're recovering from operations in combat or whatever, something you can get totally involved in is community theater, something that you and your family can do and you can have a lot of fun with. Well, what we decided to do some months ago, and our director and president of the Rantoul Theater Group decided, hey, and proposed to the board of directors, let's do Peter Pan. Wow, what a joy, incredible. For everybody that probably is familiar with Peter Pan, or those that might not be familiar with Peter Pan, to read the intro from J.M. Barrie's classic Peter Pan. The Darling family lived at number 14, and there never was a simpler, happier family until the coming of Peter Pan. One fatal Friday night, when Mr. and Mrs. Darling were dining at number 27, and the distraught Nana had been tied up in the backyard, Peter dropped in. In no time at all, Wendy, John, and Michael had been taught to fly. When Mr. and Mrs. Darling and Nana rushed into the nursery, they knew that something terrible was about to happen. But it was too late. The birds were flowing in Neverland, the country where lost boys lived and never grew up. There were mermaids and redskins and beasts there too, and pirates. The most evil and terrible of all the pirates was their captain, James Hook, whose arm Peter Pan had cut off and thrown to a crocodile. The crocodile had liked the arm so much that now it followed Hook everywhere, licking its lips for the rest of him. Hook had hated Peter ever since and sought to get his revenge. All those exciting ingredients and colorful characters make Peter Pan a thrilling fantasy. It is one of the most spectacular and spellbinding stories a child could ask for, and Peter Pan himself is that hero that every child would wish to be. Well, this is written by James Matthew Barrie, a continued quotation here from the intro to his book. James Matthew Barrie was born in 1860 near Dundee in Scotland. He was a son of a weaver. He was educated at Glasgow Academy, Dumfries Academy, Edinburgh University. After working as a journalist in Nottingham, he went to London and wrote for various newspapers and journals there. Between 1891 and 1892, Barrie published several successful novels and plays. Peter Pan, his greatest work, and one of the most famous children's stories ever written, was first performed as a play in 1904. Although the original idea for Peter Pan appeared in an earlier adult novel, The Little White Bird, the full story version for the children was not set down on paper until 1911. J.M. Barrie died in 1937. Clay, Karen, or David, have you been able to join us? Okay, hopefully they will. Anyhow, with the Rantoul Theater Group, we're located in Rantoul, Illinois. We're about 100 miles straight west of Indianapolis, Indiana, 150 or 60 miles south of Chicago, near Champaign, Illinois, which is the home of the University of Illinois. And the Rantoul Theater Group is, again, a small community theater group. We are housed in Grissom Hall, which is on the former Chinook Air Force Base. And we've been very fortunate that the fathers of Rantoul have seen to support the Rantoul Theater Group and provide us a location. And we have a theater set up real nice where we have a small stage. We have full lighting and full sound system in it. Our stage has the capability of trap doors going down, which was very instrumental in, again, in this production. And we do have the capability for a limited flying where we can raise and lower up above the stage. So, again, an incredible opportunity to do stuff. Anyhow, some time ago, Clay, again, and the president of the board of directors decided to do Peter Pan. And so they put Peter Pan together, and they went out and made a casting call. Well, obviously, you know, a lot of community actors of all ages auditioned immediately for this play because it is truly one of the legendary plays and provides the opportunity for the child of all of us to live for eternity. So we had a lot of fun with this stuff. They had hundreds of people, obviously, that were auditioned, and then they had to select everything. The individuals that joined in the play, obviously, were mostly children, other than Mr. and Mrs. Darling, and obviously the nurse and all this stuff, and then the pirates, Captain Hook and most of his staff, again, were adults. In our production, we even had one high school student played one of the pirates, so we had a lot of fun. I think the cast in our production, we just did range in age from about 6 to 70-something. And, again, just a wonderful, wonderful experience where everybody got to live and be the child in them that they all dreamed about. Clay, Karen, David, are you there by yet? Okay. Hopefully they'll call in. We had just literally got out of the theater not too long ago and went on from there. So everybody was trying to get picked up and moved on. I came on home to have a little stuff. Well, one of the things, again, where everybody, we go back in the legend of Peter Pan, obviously the story has been around for over 100 years. For those of us in our 60s, and some of those other ones, we probably remember the Mary Martin Peter Pan that was broadcast on television originally in black and white and color, and this is back in 1950s. And again, that became totally, totally important to everybody. And again, as people came into this production that we just did, again, people were the whole thing, again, to relive those lines that we just did. Do you believe in fairies? Do you believe in fairies? If you believe in fairies, clap, clap, clap. And what's so wonderful with this thing for the Eternal Child, through the first productions that we've done, we had a final dress rehearsal on Thursday night of this last week where we invited the cadets and the staff from Lincoln's Challenge Academy, which is located, again, in Grissom Hall Theater. And, again, that's kind of a boot camp for kids that need intensive schooling and intensive discipline to help them. And so they joined us and just had a wonderful, wonderful time. And then we had an opening night Friday night, and again, pretty much a sold-out crowd, very few seats were left. Again, the same thing on Saturday night. And then we just had a matinee this afternoon. So we just had a wonderful, wonderful time. One thing that's neat about this whole show, as we talked about, again, it gives the opportunity and everything and all the fantasy that you think about, from pirates to mermaids and everything else. The Lost Boys that were there, and again, Wendy, Michael, and John, who are the darling children that take off on this incredible, incredible journey into Neverland with the pirates and the Indians and the mermaids and everything else. So again, it gets to be so, so much fun. What was neat on us, we've had, again, there's part, you know, some music involved in here, and our musical director just did a wonderful job putting the songs together and everything on this whole thing. And he had two different roles. Tim Kirby played Gentleman Starkey, again, a pirate. At the same time, he was putting the music together. And the music, again, the pirates are doing some singing and all this stuff. And Tinkerbell has several solos that are just absolutely incredible. Again, a child probably no more than 12 years old, but was a lot of fun. So again, the whole thing. Again, we had, you know, the characters you have in here, Nana, which is basically the dog, is acting in the nursing care. Mr. and Mrs. Darling, Wendy, John, and Michael, Peter Pan, and Tinker Bell, and then obviously all the Lost Boys, Slightly and Toodles and Nibs and Curly and the first twin, the second twin, and then you got all the Indians, Tiger Lily. Again, very, very famous role. And then Chief Panther and then all of the tribe. The mermaids were absolutely beautiful. The costumers for our production were able to put everything together. And the mermaids had the tails hanging out there around the lagoon and everything on stage to where at the end of their song, again, beautiful, beautiful song, they disappear in the lagoon and the water as everything coming up. Captain Hook, again, I hope he can join us. David, are you there by chance? Okay. Clay? Karen? Okay. Again, the other Captain Hook, you got Seiko, you got Bill Jukes, you got Cookson, you got Gentleman Starkey, Skylights, Noodles, Smee, Mullins, Henrietta, and Vivian. I mean, these are all the different pirates that are involved in things. So we had a great, great time. One of the things that was very unique for us with the Rantoul Theater Group, obviously, to put Peter Pan together, you not have the scenes in the Darling Home and the scenes in Neverland, but you have Captain Hook, and you have Captain Hook and his pirate ship. Well, what we had decided to do, and Clay Nelson had the complete joy to do this, he actually designed a full pirate ship that we could take apart and put together, take apart, and then put together back in the theater. They give us a capability on three different levels to access like Captain Hook's pirate ship. And we did that. We had the pleasure of building the pirate ship out here at our barn. Clay designed the whole thing. We then disassembled it. We had a lot of help. We put it on a trailer. We moved it into the Rantoul Theater, but that was after it was in the took first place in the Rantoul 4th of July parade, and then it was reassembled in the theater. Absolutely beautiful. We'll put pictures up on the website to see this incredible, incredible pirate ship. A nice touch for the pirate ship after they did is we had an individual actually loan us a real cannon. And so on the front of the pirate ship is a real cannon, a pirate cannon, a real cannon, not a make-believe thing. It was put up there. Obviously, we don't fire it or anything, but it's up there as a major stage prop. Have our guests joined us by chance? Clay, Karen, David, are you there? Okay. Well, anyhow, again, this is one of the things that was just so neat and everything. And again, the pirate ship is there. And what will be happening is once the Rantoul Theater Group completes our run of this production, we've got one more weekend of it. So if anybody's in the Midwest area, I'd highly recommend for a really, really enjoyable a couple hours, come to the Rantoul Theater Group located in Grissom Hall on the old former Chanute Air Force Base to see Peter Pan with the Rantoul Theater Group. Tickets are less than $10, so you can't beat that for an enjoyable time. Once we're completed with this production, the pirate ship will be disassembled again. It was built together in parts that can be taken apart and put back together very easily. And it will be taken down to the Orpheum Children's Museum, which is located in Champaign, Illinois. And again, Champaign is the home of the University, the great University of Illinois, where I did my graduate work and retired from. And there it'll live an eternity now for children of all ages to climb and crawl all over Captain Hook's pirate ship. So in doing this, we've had a lot of sponsors, a lot of help from everybody in the region, the community, to pay for the construction of the pirate ship, which is, again, very well built. And again, we'll take it apart and move it back into the whole thing. So again, just a lot of fun. You know, when we look at Peter Pan, all the ideas of Peter Pan and what happened, obviously, Peter Pan, and again, the legendary role was, again, done by Mary Martin back in the 50s, 1954, 55, and 56, I think is when it started. The first production of it, and I remember this as clear as a bell, was on March 7th of 1955, and NBC presented Peter Pan live as part of the producer's showcase. And at that time, the whole thing was up and thing. It was just an absolutely incredible production. Again, Mary Martin, for those everybody aware, again, J.R. Ewing from the famed TV show, again, Larry Hagman, that was his mother that did this whole thing. But again, the whole thing was just absolutely incredible. They estimated at that time in 1955 look into the history of it, that over 65 million people viewed it on TV, which again was the highest ever up to that time for a single television program. And we look at 65 million people at that time in 1955, that is an incredibly high proportion of the entire population of the United States. Clay, Karen, or David, have you joined us? Okay. Well, again, Peter Pan continued to do stuff. It's been on many, many times. And Peter Pan, again, has gone into production again, and there's another version of it that's out there on the stage. Again, Kathy Rigby, Mary Martin did it originally, and then in the 70s, Sandy Duncan did it from 1979, and 1990 on, Kathy Rigby did it, the great gymnast, you know, the legendary gymnast, the Olympian, and again, she is the one that'll be in producing the whole thing again. So we've had an incredible, incredible thing. It's continued on, and again, what we find with Peter Pan is the legendary stuff is going to last forever and ever and ever. When we look at the cast and what happened is it starts out, the neat thing about Peter Pan and everything is it starts out with the Darling children in their nursery. Again, this is in London, England, and again, back at the turn of the centuries, and their parents have gone out, so the nurse, again, basically is taking care of them, and all of a sudden, Peter Pan flies into the room. He's looking for his shadow. He's lost his shadow, and everything had come down there, and then obviously Wendy and the children see Peter Pan, and the adventure begins. So as this adventure starts off and they take off, the next thing we know is that Wendy and Michael and John have flown off with Peter Pan to Neverland. And Neverland, again, consists of pirates under J.M.'s Hook. They've got the Redskins. Obviously, there's a big crocodile that's out there. You know, Peter Pan had originally cut off Captain Hook's arm and fed it to the crocodile. So, again, when you go through this stuff, and the neat thing, again, our play, the sound effects, they had the tick-tock, tick-tock, because the crocodile had swallowed a clock at one point, so that gave the warning to Captain Hook and the other pirates whenever the crocodile was approaching. So, again, the whole thing, it just gets the whole thing very, very interesting. The children all arrive in Neverland, and again, what we find is the Lost Boys. And this is a whole bunch of children. The kids that played in our production were absolutely incredible. They're adorable. And any time you stage a theater production like this, and you have the sheer joy of having so many children on it, obviously you're going to fill the house, which is what we did. And the response to all of the acts and the different lines and everything put out by the children is just absolutely wonderful. Clay, Karen, David, are you there by any chance? Okay, we'll continue on. Well, obviously, you know, Hook is there, and he's got Smee. And the neat thing about Smee is a pirate. But as Hook says in one of the lines, he is not a conventional pirate because he's just a happy-go-lucky individual. And the guy that played Smee again in the falsetto voice at our production, absolutely really, really good job, brought the pleasure and everything there. So you've got all this stuff happening. And they come in there and they meet all of the Lost Boys and everything that they're happening. But the boys don't know who Wendy is. They see this bird flying in the sky, and one of the boys takes his bow and arrow and all of a sudden shoots an arrow, and they knock down Wendy. Because they'd never seen, you know, she's in her white, you know, white gown and everything. They didn't know who it is, so then they got to take care of her and everything. And again, the whole story is around the fact that Wendy has now gone to Neverland and is going to be the boy's mother. Well, as the story progresses and anything about that, all of a sudden, we show up. All the pirates under Captain Hook. We get an incredible cast of pirates, okay, both male and female pirates. So, I mean, just balanced out very, very, very nice. And, again, we go looking in Neverland, going up there to search Neverland from our pirate ship, to see what's there. And then Captain Hook's plan is to bake a cake and hide it right, well, not really hide it, but put it out in the open near the Mermaid's Lagoon for the idea the Lost Boys will eat it. Now, as you know, if you've watched this story or read the story or seen any of the videos on, again, we've had the Walt Disney cartoon that was on. We had Hook, again, that was put together, the full movie. And then, obviously, the movie production that you can get up on video or DVD now of the original Mary Martin. But anyhow, the idea was to bake a cake and leave it for the boys for poison to have them poison it out. And from there, we go into the adventure. You've got Tiger Lily and Chief Panther. They show up with all the Indians, and the Indians have been fighting the pirates off and on for years, and they continue to fight the pirates off and on for years. So again, something just to have a lot of fun. You know, and the part thing, too, is when Peter Pan shows up and challenges Hook. And again, that whole part there, again, are you a boy, a real boy, all this stuff? Are you a make-believe boy? Where are you? And so the hand thing, it just continues on. And again, the boys there, they live underground. So if you remember from the legendary show, if you've read the book or if you watched any of the movies or anything, the Lost Boys live underground. And again, you had the tree trunk where they went into and lived down below. And, you know, obviously where they all stayed there. And Wendy, the idea, again, was sewing and telling the Lost Boys all the stories. So again, just a wonderful, wonderful story. Well, obviously, the pirates are going to go after them. So the pirates attack the Indians and the whole thing. And the Indians supposedly are going to try and win. But unfortunately, that doesn't always work out. You know, so what happens, the whole thing, and we're going through the whole thing, is that the pirates do capture the Lost Boys. They get, you know, and they've got Wendy. Now, Peter Pan is still running free and everything, but obviously they want to have the whole thing and get those things put together and everything. So what happens, they've got to figure out how do they get them, and so what they do is they take everybody back to the pirate ship. They've got the Lost Boys. They've got them locked up in the cabin and everything else. They've got Wendy trapped, too, and the whole thing, and they're trying to, you know, again, they don't know where Peter Pan is to lure him in to try and get everything together to put this all out. And so as the pirates are there, they have the long conversation with the Lost Boys. You want to become a pirate. You know, obviously the Lost Boys have no intention of becoming a pirate. And then they bring out Wendy. And the idea with Wendy is to tie her to the mast so she can watch all the Lost Boys walk the plank. So again, what is going to happen? What's going to happen? The Lost Boys are going to walk the plank off of the pirate ship, and Wendy can watch them, and then obviously they'll do, you know, keep her for her mother. Because the Lost Boys, the Indians, the mermaids, the pirates, none of them have a mother. So again, the idea here is to make Wendy their mother. But in doing so, they got to get rid of the Lost Boys and obviously get rid of Peter Pan. And obviously, just as when written and J.M. Barrie wrote so much, so many, many, over 100 years ago now, the whole idea that Peter Pan and Captain Hook are adversaries forever and ever and ever. Well, the neat thing about this stuff and what happened as we were about this stuff, and again, it's been played many, many times, as Lost Boys are about ready to walk the plank, Wendy is tied to the mast, and everything are bothering her, getting ready to, you know, send the boys off to their doom. Peter Pan shows up. Well, we have a lot of fun with this, ladies and gentlemen. You can imagine. Here we have Peter Pan all of a sudden coming on the pirate ship. Now, he's already got rid of two of the pirates because Peter Pan was able to slip into the cabin through one of the open windows. And so one pirate after another went in to find out what was going on in the cabin. Obviously, Peter Pan got rid of them. And then all of a sudden, he comes on up. The boys are now pushed into the cabin. A whole commotion happens, and what happens, and you think, wow, the wild cat has eaten the boys, killed them all. And that leaves nobody out there to save Wendy, who's tied to the mast. Well, obviously, you know, there's some mutiny and everything coming around and all these different things that are occurring as we come through this stuff. But all of a sudden, Peter Pan bounds out of the cabin. Peter Pan the Avenger. And that leads into a massive sword fight with all the pirates. So now you got a massive sword fight between the Lost Boys and the pirates on the pirate ship and ramping off of the pirate ship out into the audience and on up into the stage. The children loved it, absolutely, totally adored it. Having the ability and the idea to have a sword fight, obviously, with all of the training and everything that we had did, and it was pretty extensive, a wonderful sword fight between the Lost Boys and all of the pirates. So, again, we had a lot of fun with that. The Lost Boy that I had the sword fight with couldn't have much more than 6 or 7 years old. I had some of my students that definitely were in the Lost Boys, and so we actually had a chance to have a sword fight. And then some of the other ones, one of the Indians, another one of my students from school. And again, we had a sword fight separate on the other end. And so she gets to go back on Monday when the kids all know we were in it. And they're going, yeah, I got to run my teacher through, who was one of the pirates. Karen, David, or Clay, have you joined us by chance? Okay. Well, anyhow, again, it's just a wonderful, wonderful play and a production. And so as we come about to the end of the whole thing, obviously, Peter Pan has saved all the Lost Boys. Peter Pan has saved Mike, Michael, John, and Wendy. And then, obviously, at the end of the play, as everybody knows, and again, this is in the legendary portion of it, whether it was the TV or the cartoon versions or any of the stage versions, what happens, Peter Pan takes Wendy, Michael, and John on back home to England, back to London. You know, and again, it's a whole thing as we come around. They originally had flown, you know, two starts of the ride and on till morning when they had flown out. Well, now they've turned and they've flown back to the whole thing. Again, a lot of fun. And as they get on back, obviously, they bring the Lost Boys home. And as the story goes in there, what happens, the Darling Pallet then adopts so many of the Lost Boys that had been lost, you know, and had gone on to Never Never Land. So Peter Pan, just one of the legendary plays and performances of all time, something that you can have a lot of fun with, something that we've had an incredible, incredible opportunity with as we produced this play, put it all together with lots of help from a lot of parents and a lot of help in the community to put Peter Pan, a fantasy in 5 acts with the Rantoul Theater Group in Rantoul, Illinois. So ladies and gentlemen, if you do have an opportunity to get into Rantoul, and we're in East Central Illinois, about 100 miles west of Indianapolis, 150 miles south of Chicago, and just north of Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, where the University of Illinois is, join us and come and watch an incredible fantasy. It's a lot of fun. And again, you can help contribute. And obviously, in a few weeks, once the production is over, we'll need a lot of help also to take the pirate ship back apart and transport it down to the Orpheum Children's Museum, which is located in Champaign, Illinois, and reassemble it there for all of the children to have a good time. Clay, Karen, or David, are you there by chance? Okay. Well, anyhow, this is kind of one of the things we had. We talked about a few weeks ago. Again, I had on one of the directors from Diane Pritchard from Board of the Directors from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. And if you go back into the archives for Warrior Connection, you can read all about it. And what we had at that time, again, is we talked about the use of community theater to bring the families together, to give the families the opportunity to work with the children the opportunity to work with the families, to work with some of the great people in all of your different communities. One thing that we found, again, with this same production, we have the cream of the crop of the students from all the different schools in the areas. So we had a lot of students from a lot of schools out in East Central Illinois. You know, again, within a short driving distance because, you know, obviously there's a lot of rehearsal time involved and everything. The rehearsals lasted for over 2 months. We had rehearsals on Monday night, Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights. And, again, it was broken up into different groups. So, again, if you were in a specific scene, you came to rehearsal at a given time. That way you didn't have to have all the whole cast there for the whole thing. But, obviously, for the last 2 weeks, and specifically the last week, which is called Tech Week, you have to have the entire cast there. So incredible, incredible dedication. When you're doing community theater, you usually have what's called a call, and that means that's a time where everybody's in the cast or doing the technical or doing costuming or whatever needs to be at the theater so that you can get everything put together and run it and make it happen. So normally what we had is a call. It has been 6 o'clock now, and then we started when we were beginning the tech week and everything else in the last 2 weeks. We started running the play at 7 o'clock, and then we tried to get done as soon as we can before 10. But obviously it turns into a late evening. And then our productions, when we actually went into the full pro production for our thing on last Thursday night, again, this is Sunday night, so on last Thursday night when we had the final dress rehearsal, and again we brought in the cadets from Lincoln's Challenge Academy, located here at the former Chanute Air Force Base. It's under Illinois Army National Guard. And the neat thing about it, and which is so wonderful, is whenever you need help, all you have to do is talk to Peter Thomas, the director of the Lincoln Challenge, and he provides help. Well, in order to put the pirate ship into our theater, obviously we had to remove quite a few, five rows of seats, and they're very heavy. Well, we got a lot of children, a lot of older folks, and obviously we can't lift all that stuff. And so what we did is we went over and asked Lincoln Challenge for help, and he dispatched an entire team from Lincoln Challenge Academy, again, to come over and help us. And that was just absolutely really, really wonderful on the part of Lincoln Challenge and everything else. Because when you're doing that stuff, the other part we had to do was put this whole thing together. And so we had to lift the upper decks up on the pirate ship once we got the base in place. And again, the cadets from Team 3 at Lincoln's Challenge were able to lift this up and help us put it into place, so it was an incredible opportunity. The neat thing about this stuff with Lincoln's Challenge Academy and the staff there is providing these students with education, helping to get their GAD, giving them the discipline and everything, and they've got an incredible success rate. As a lot of these kids come to the inner city and other places where they've never seen a theater production. And over the years, we've had the pleasure of having many from Lincoln's Challenge not only help with the technical part, the set assembly, construction, or maintenance, but they've also had roles in numerous productions that we've done. Again, probably several that we did where we had them directly involved was when we did two different plays, obviously, the great play where you have the whole thing on the thing with the U.S. Marines, and then the other end, again, To Kill a Mockingbird and A Few Good Men, where we had a lot of fun. So just a lot of people put together to help everything. Once we started to get in the whole thing, what you do with community theater is everything you've got. Everybody has learned their lines. They hopefully go off book. And what that means is you don't have anything up in front of you to read. You have to have all of your lines memorized. And for these characters and the children, there's a lot of lines to do. So they did spend a lot of time working in addition to still having to do their homework. And we had several teachers on the right there. We had parents who were there to help with everybody. So you get just a wonderful, wonderful time. David, Karen, or Clay, are you there by chance? Okay. They might still be stuck at the theater. There's a lot of stuff to do and everything when you take a theater down and get everything going for the next productions and the whole thing. So again, the whole thing, when you go into technical week for community theater, what we did with technical week is obviously you have to set up all the lights, you have to set up all the sound, you have to get all the set changes rearranged, and there's quite a few set changes that we have for this massive production. Obviously, the pirate ship is permanently set there, but you have to move from the Darling household to the Indians campsite, to the Mermaid's Lagoon, to the Lost Boys home, back and forth. So again, the different things that have to be moved, and again, everybody worked together. Most of the children were responsible for moving the set pieces. You obviously have a stage manager that directs all the stuff to put everything together. But again, just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. During Tech Week, what you do is you set, get all the lights set, you get all the sound, make sure everybody is in the right places at the right time, make sure all of the set pieces can be moved off and on stage and put in the right location at the right time, because you have to have fluidity in your production. Obviously, you don't want to have a break in the production where all of a sudden the whole, what we call, it goes black or it goes dark, and it's out there for minutes and minutes and minutes. So there's a lot of fine work that has to be done both on stage by the actors and behind the stage by the production staff, much less the directors and lighting and sound people that sit up in a special booth that's located up to the top and to the rear of the theater, in our case, where they direct everything from. Again, just a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. The neat thing about Peter Pan is it keeps the child alive in all of us. From the whole idea of Lost Boys to Wendy the mother, to Michael and John, to the pirates who are all the evil. So you got the evil people and all this stuff. You got the beautiful, beautiful mermaids. The costuming for the mermaids in our production was absolutely gorgeous. Again, the production staff, the costuming staff was able to do it, and they actually sewed together where they could still walk, but basically they were in a tail, just like a mermaid would do, and then you obviously, you know, you got just a beautiful, beautiful young girls that did this stuff. So again, we had the mermaid staff. Again, most of them were probably in middle school, junior high, into high school age. So most of the kids, what we had in our production, other than the Darlings itself and some of the Pirates, were kids, giving the kids an opportunity to learn, to see, and to do, giving the kids a responsibility to follow through. And again, with all the parental support, which is really, really important. I mean, just you have a wonderful, wonderful time. So again, the whole thing comes together where you have, as we have talked about before a few weeks ago when we had Diane Pritchard on from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, again, the same thing, just an opportunity for everybody to excel. And then there's people, obviously, that are not involved in acting, not involved in painting or building sets or sewing costumes that obviously come to enjoy. And the neat thing about it is to have the enjoyable part from all of this stuff. And the other thing, too, which is really neat for an actor is the interaction. On our opening night, at the end of the whole thing, obviously the Darling children are back home. The Lost Boys have now been adopted. Peter Pan has gone back to Neverland. And obviously, you know, at the end of the thing, Peter Pan had supposedly defeated Captain Hook. What was really neat, and you never know what's going to happen, a theater production. This is a neat thing about live community theater. At the end of it, Captain Hook shows up, and you didn't think I was really gone, did you? And as the magic of theater happens, some small child in the theater yelled out, "No! No!" The wonderful, wonderful interaction that you have in community theater, the opportunity for everybody to work together, the opportunity for the children to come together. Are my guests by chance there? Okay, I guess they didn't get an opportunity to join us, but we'll continue on. So again, Peter Pan, the legendary Peter Pan, we've had a great opportunity. We've had two months of rehearsals again. We've gone 2 weeks straight through where we're putting everything together, basically the total run through of the play every night, where you put the whole thing together, and then tech week where you tie it all together. You have your final dress rehearsal, and that's where everything comes together. It's just like a regular production. You run the same time and everything else. In our case right here, we had Lincoln's Challenge Academy, and we went on. The neat thing about community theater is in community theater, obviously, you have to cover all your costs, and we've had just wonderful, wonderful support from the community and everybody else giving us full support for this different production as far as costs and expenses and everything else. So there's just a lot of people. Central States Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Minuteman Press, Dallas & Company, the News Gazette, the Rantoul Press, WCIA Television, WILL Television, the Village of Rantoul, Ducky's Formal Well, Lincoln's Challenge Academy, Busey Bank, the Bank of Rantoul, Michelle Clayton, the Bikes Program, the Rantoul Walmart. It's a total community effort to put everything together. One of the neat things, and as Clay wrote in the program, and this is the director's notes, and again, as you know, theater, the director has to have the vision and put everything together, and we were just absolutely just blessed to have this young gentleman. And this is a quote from him. "To our most valuable patrons, thank you for supporting the Rantoul Theater Group with your attendance to support our play since 1999. Our main mission is twofold. First, to develop a stage for new talent, young or older, to learn to act at no cost and perform their plays, grow, and become veterans of theater stage before they move on to the big time. Secondly, we provide a venue for entertainment at a reasonable cost to our community citizens. Take that step and come audition or encourage your children to act, because so many people have that secret ambition to perform on stage. You know, you always wanted to. And you will know where your children are for 2 months. And this helps kids to have an activity that is clean, wholesome, and educational. This has been one of the most challenging productions I've ever done. The cast and the crew have put in long hours to bring this script to life. Peter Pan represents the child within all of us, and we must not lose track of him or her. The need to be a little boy and have fun does not stop when you leave adolescence behind and enter adulthood. It is so easy to get caught up in the daily struggle, paying bills, making appointments, going to and from work, picking up children, making dinner and so forth, that we overlook having a good time. We need to have a balance in our lives, and Peter reminds us of that need. You know, and obviously all of the people that have just done so much to make this production happen, Larry Smith, Karen Hughes, Michael G. Nelson, Tracy Hogan, Amy and Chris Bach, Juanita Schneider, Nicole Martinez, Roxanne Webbs, Jennifer Rhodes, Randy Snyder, and Mark Combs are just some of the people that were picked out for specific mention. They have given lots of time above and beyond rehearsal to get this show ready. I hope you enjoy this show. Well, we've now had basically four productions before audiences, and I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, they enjoy it. All of us walk away with a smile on our face. The people come out of the theater with a smile on the face. And the neat thing, the legendary parts of all this stuff that goes back to eternity, it goes back to the famous Mary Martin role when it first was on TV back in the 50s. Do you believe in fairies? If you believe in fairies, clap your hands, clap your hands. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the whole thing is, do you believe in fairies? Warriors were out there. The families of warriors are out there. The need to have that joy and to remain a child in all of us for eternity is part there. So as Peter asked, do you believe in fairies? If you believe in fairies, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Well, the response, as everybody knows who have lived this before or participated in any other productions, is incredible. The response, again, within our theater over the last few nights was incredible because people still do believe in fairies. That hope and that dream for the future, the hope and the dream for the best in all of us is out there and stays with us for an eternity. Something that you have a lot of fun with. Something that you can always enjoy. Peter Pan, again, an incredible journey, an incredible story, a fantasy, where the children fly off to Never Never Land under fairy dust. Again, the dust from wondering. And as we all know, and again from the different productions, the whole thing on being able to fly is to think wonderful thoughts, to think wonderful thoughts. Well, the warriors and all of us, we've seen some of the worst. We've experienced some of the worst. But we can live and we can grow because all we have to do, truly have to do, is to believe in fairies. Clay, Karen, David, are you there by any chance? Okay, unfortunately, I guess they were unable to join us. I wish they had because I wanted to get some input from them. It would just absolutely been great. But again, they were very, very busy individuals. And when we left the theater just a little while ago, they were trying to get everything put together. So again, the whole thing, ladies and gentlemen, is just something that you can enjoy with. There are lots of other plays that you can be involved in, a lot of other things that you can do. And whether you're behind the set, building the set, sewing costumes, doing the painting, whether you're providing some of the support networks, again, and props that are needed for an incredible production, whether you're on the directing side, whether you're doing lighting or sound, whether you're up there as an assistant director directing everything that it happens, or the overall director whose thoughts and ideas, who had to take the imagination, the imagery, working from a script to make it all happen. Well, the neat thing about this stuff, and again, as you've watched, if you've watched any of the productions, and we didn't include in this stuff, is Wendy continues to grow up. The Lost Boys continue to grow up. Peter Pan, obviously, and Captain Hook are eternal. They stay at the same age they were when this all started. And in this case, it's well over 100 years ago. And as we've seen, you see in some of the different productions, Peter Pan keeps coming back. And Peter Pan keeps coming back as Wendy grows and ages and to where Wendy can no longer go to Never Never Land with Peter again. But there's always that next child that can go over and fly off to Neverland with Peter Pan to have the experiences of the pirates and the mermaids, the Indians with the crocodiles, and the Lost Boys. The wonder, the magic of theater. The fun that we can have in all of us. So, ladies and gentlemen, one thing that I'd like to recommend as we go on to finish the show this evening and talk about something more serious is to remember the child that's in each of us. Remember the need to be the child in each of us. Remember to participate fully and get out with your children. And it doesn't matter. Maybe it's your mom and dad, whoever it is. It doesn't matter how old you are. One of the things, the neat thing about it, we had two cast members who definitely, shall we say, in their 70s. We had several cast members in their 60s. And again, we go on down to probably the youngest cast member we had was probably 5 or 6 years old. So you got the breadth of knowledge and experience. You got the breadth of occupations. We had everything in our cast from teachers to retired law enforcement. The whole gamut of individuals come out to participate in the community theater. And again, it gives them self-relaxation, something for them to do on the outside, something to get away from, something to have fun with. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have the opportunity, if you do get into the Rantoul area for the next weekend, we've got one more set of performances. Peter Pan will be again performed at the Rantoul Theater Group and Grissom Hall Theater on the former Chanute Air Force Base. Again, next Friday night at 8 o'clock, next Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and then we have a Sunday 2 p.m. performance. The other thing that we're doing with the Rantoul Theater Group, and again, very thankful for the whole thing, is all the children that do get to come to Peter Pan, their name, no charge or anything, is put into a drawing at the end about of all the children, one young boy and one young girl, would get a brand new bicycle and a helmet and a bicycle lock to take home to sustain that childhood in them forever, and hopefully they'll do it. The neat thing we did, again, we're having fun the last few days during the intermission. Obviously, everybody come in and sat down in their seats and they watched the production. But it doesn't matter whether they're 2 years old or 80 years old. Obviously, everybody wants to see, wow, how can I participate? How can I get up there? How can I have fun? So during intermission, what we've been able to do is give everybody the opportunity to come up and take pictures, get on the pirate ship. And Tinkerbell comes out with a pirate's chest to give out little goodies to all the children that are there. Again, the face lights up on the child. We had a couple sword fights, you know, in the whole thing. And again, one of my students had a lot of fun because, hey, I got to run my teacher through. So again, the fun and the joy and all of the stuff that lasts for an eternity. Again, something you can do, ladies and gentlemen, warriors, sustain the child in you for eternity. Yes, we've been to war. Yes, we have injuries. Yes, we have physiological trauma. Yes, we have psychological trauma. But we continue to grow and develop, and we continue to respond, and we continue to move on into our new life. Again, you know, it's been said for a long time, we never know what happens. God might shut one door, but he opens up another window. And when that other window or that other door opens up, all you have to do is walk through. Take the time, make the effort, participate, learn, and teach. Make a difference. The community theater stuff that we've had, we have an incredible group where we do make a difference. And over the years, as we've seen the children grow and develop, as each of us has grown and developed from our own participation, again, there's nobody that's a star. It's just a whole bunch of shining, shining, shining gems in the sea, whether they're 5 years old or they're 80 years old, and all the support people that are sitting there behind you again to lead on to all the wonders that we see, the wonders that we're participating in. The other thing we're going to have on this next Wednesday will be September 19th from 3:30 to 5:30. The Rantoul Public Library will be hosting Talk Like a Pirate Day. Again, for those involved in library work and everything, the National Library Association on September 19th, the theme is, or the theme for that week is pirates. And so what we'll be having from 3:30 to 5:30, you're in the area or children in the area or anything, come on and join us. From 3:30 to 5:30, the Rantoul Public Library in Rantoul, Illinois, will be hosting Talk Like a Pirate Day using our set, again, primarily using the pirate ship and the Rantoul Theater Group's theater, which is located in the Grissom Hall, to have some fun. Again, community involvement, community effort. Holly and her staff over at the Rantoul Public Library have been incredibly supportive for everything, again, And again, we're looking at incredible support from the schools, because the students, when they come here to produce this stuff, they still have to do the schoolwork, but there's a lot of responsibility to learn their lines, a lot of responsibility for the student to participate in all the rehearsals, a lot of responsibility for the student of all ages. And again, we had both the students from grade school. Again, we're looking at 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, so, you know, in elementary school, junior high, and high school. We got college students who are involved, so full-time college students and part-time college students. So again, for the development and everything else. So again, out to all of the principals and the teachers, thank you very, very much, because without your support, the child wouldn't have the gumption to continue on and do this stuff. So we just see a wonderful, wonderful thing. And the other night, we had several of the teachers and the principals come for the kids, that again, they were just overjoyed because they see the development of their students, which is what our schools are all about. So we got the development of the student in the school itself proper, or we got the development of the student on the outside in community theater. That child in all of us continues to grow, continues to develop, and to continue to expand, such that we all become, everybody becomes that shining star, that gem in the sea, the gem in the sky, where they can help and make a difference for now as a young child, or make a difference in their old age, but they can make a difference no matter what they do by participating and having fun. Maybe that's what this is all about. You know, Peter Pan, and as we've listened to the whole thing, Peter Pan remains a child forever. Peter Pan never grows up. Well, maybe, just maybe, there's something to that. Yes, we have responsibilities. Yes, we have obligations. Yes, we have jobs all to do. But at the end of the day, we still need to relax. At the end of the day, we need to come back. At the end of the day, we need to let that child alive. Let that child inside of us live forever. Maybe that's what Peter Pan is all about. And all the adventures that Peter Pan has with the Lost Boys and the pirates and the Indians and the mermaids, and the fact that still what happens, the Lost Boys all come back to be adopted and grow a successful life. Maybe that's what this is really all about. Community theater, ladies and gentlemen, The Warrior gives you that opportunity. I remember some years ago when I was on active duty as the director of the Depleted Uranium Project at Fort McClellan, Alabama. We came up on Easter, and what they had planned at that time was to do the Living Last Supper. Well, obviously they had auditions and everything else, and I had the pleasure of being selected to play St. Andrew the Bringer in the production of the Living Last Supper. And obviously they had all of the individuals playing the 12 disciples, and then obviously the chief of chaplains at McClellan Air Force Base had the role of Jesus Christ. It was an incredible, incredible opportunity. Here we are in the middle of preparing for war. Here we are in the middle of teaching. Here we are in the middle of going to school to become a warrior. And yet everybody came together for one incredible month and a half to put this production together, The Living Last Supper. And for those of you who have experienced it or have not had the joyful experience, I'd highly recommend that you do sometime, whether you're watching it or you're participating in it, because the wonder of theater, the wonder of your psychological growth and development is all there. Hey, that's what community theater is about. That's what Peter Pan is about. Do you all believe in fairies? If you believe in fairies, clap your heads. Clap your hands. It's wonderful. It's wonderful when Peter utters those lines. And they've been uttered, I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of times in all the productions all over the world for over 100 years. And anything that happens is people do clap together. It's happened to each one of our productions, and they clap louder and louder and louder. And the more they clap, the louder they clamp. Tinkerbell's lights start flinkering brighter and brighter and brighter until all of a sudden Tinkerbell is back alive. Well, we can live forever, ladies and gentlemen. It's extremely important that we do. With all the stuff that's happening in our world, all the stuff that's happening today, all the things that we think might start happening, it's frightening. It's truly, truly frightening. And so what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is remember, as we come back from war or we prepare to go for war or we recover from our psychological wounds, recover from our physiological wounds, injuries, and illnesses, that we remember deep inside is the child. And within the child, we have eternal growth. We have eternal optimism. We have eternal capability. And all this stuff will grow and grow and grow. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for a wonderful evening. And I leave you with the thought, hey, do you believe in fairies? If you believe in fairies, clap your hands, clap your hands. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Warrior Connection with Doug Rocky. The Progressive Radio Network is definitely moving forward. You never know what you're going to encounter, but we'll guarantee you, it's going to be education, it's going to be enlightening, and it's going to give you that warm fuzzy throughout your body. It'll make you feel really good in the evening. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and have a good evening. This is Doug Rocky out on the September 16th edition of Warrior Connection, a respite on Peter Pan, the great J.M. Barrie play. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening.